More than 100 Americans die from drug overdose every day as a result of the ongoing opioid epidemic. This is according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For those who survive an overdose, you might think being hospitalized with an addiction would be the first step towards getting enrolled in a life-saving treatment plan. A study out today finds that doesn't happen most of the time. For member station WBUR in Boston, Martha Biebinger reports.
Dr. Mark LaRochelle's team reviewed records from more than 17,000 Massachusetts residents who were brought back to life after an opioid overdose, some here at Boston Medical Center.
What we were interested in looking at was who got medication afterward. And then we wanted to see if that medication was effective for reducing harms.
In LaRochelle's study, patients who started buprenorphine, brand name Suboxone, or methadone after an overdose cut their chance of death within a year by half. Few got that choice.
The stunning finding here is that only 3 in 10 are getting those medications after overdose.
LaRochelle says that's unacceptably low.
The mortality reduction we see with these drugs is similar to giving someone who suffers a heart attack aspirin. It's one of the most effective treatments we have in medicine.
But there's a big difference.
98% of people in this country get aspirin for a heart attack.
To understand why so few get methadone or Suboxone, I walk across the street from the hospital, past two men exchanging crumpled bills for two blue tablets, past a bloodied syringe to Scott. We're only using first names for people who may still be buying illegal drugs.
I've overdosed maybe 3 or 4 times.
Scott was not offered a medication until after his third overdose.
The problem is a lot of these doctors don't want to prescribe anything like that after a person has an overdose because they feel like they're going to have an overdose again, or they'll abuse the medicine.
Which Scott admits he did. Here's the deal. Suboxone and methadone are both opioid-based medications. Taken as directed, they block cravings for something stronger without making the patient high. But with Suboxone,
a lot of people that get prescribed it take a lot more than they're supposed to, and that gives you a high. Or they sell them to get money.
That's not so easy to do with methadone, which is more tightly controlled. Those tight controls are effective, but demeaning, says Aubrey, a woman who's just come from a methadone clinic around the corner.
It feels like a jail. There's little bars across the gates, you know, that don't open up until a certain time. There's, like, security guards. No one wants to be there. The only reason people go is because they need it.
Many opioid addiction patients say that doctors and hospitals just don't want to help.
They treat us like crap. We weren't like this, like, because we're bad people, you know?
Dina leans into her husband, Phil. He goes to a clinic for the homeless on this block that offers Suboxone.
They give you that sense of hope that I can live a drug-free life. I don't have to use.
One caution about this study. Lead author Dr. LaRochelle warns that while giving just 30% of overdose patients a life-saving treatment is not good enough, the situation is likely worse in many states with lower insurance and Medicaid coverage rates than Massachusetts, where 97% of residents are insured. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.
And that story is part of a reporting partnership between NPR and Kaiser Health News.